First song that I'd like to share with you this evening is a song titled Life Like a Journey Goes. This song was I wrote at the request of a couple that we know that we've gotten acquainted with through some camping programs. We went together to Canada with the bride in 1975, and when she was to get married a year and a half ago, she came to me and asked me if I would try to write a song for her wedding service. She and her husband were married at a campsite because that's where they had met and spent quite a bit of time together. And so the song uses a lot of imagery of walking a trail.
Like a journey goes, up, down, and round it moves. Though we look back, we know in fact, one goes ahead and grows. Come, walk along. Together we'll go, together we'll grow, walking this trail, sharing life. Trails can be steep and rough, life can be torn and tough. Happy am I, we're bound to try, sharing trails of life. Come, walk along. Time to move on. Together we'll go, together we'll grow, walking this trail, sharing life. Christ be our guide this day, fill us with hope that stays. You know it well, this human trail, you walked it all the way. Come, walk along. Together we'll go, together we'll grow, walking this trail, sharing life. Friends gathered round us here, you know our hopes and fears. You are the one we count upon, help us through together we'll go, together we'll grow, walking this trail, sharing life.
For those of you who are here Saturday night for the musical vespers, we closed the service that night with a song called Part the Water. And that song I wrote for our three-year-old's baptism when he was an infant. You've probably heard Ben and the other one, Nathan, who's a year old now in the service tonight. Part the Water, in that song I tried to gather some of the images of and the places where water played an important part in the faith, in the Old and the New Testament and draw from them for a song for him. When Nathan was born and the time for his baptism came, I realized that I wanted to do something again, and really struggled for quite some time to find some imagery to use for his baptism service. I finally began remembering some of the late-night conversations that I had with friends in seminary. Nancy and I attended seminary at the Divinity School of Duke University in Durham, North Carolina, which is Southern Baptist country. And many times at several evenings of our seminary career, we spent time with Southern Baptist seminary students at Duke, visiting, I guess that's a nice way to put it, about infant baptism. And I guess the more that I spent time in those conversations, the more convinced I became that for me, infant baptism says and does what baptism is better than I think any other kind of baptism, because it's quite obvious when you bring a helpless child to the altar, to the baptismal font, that that child hasn't deserved the grace that God gives us in baptism, and I think that's what baptism is all about. I began realizing then that that's kind of one of the basic assumptions of my beliefs. And so the song that I wrote for Nathan's baptism is called Seeds, Hopes, and Little Babes. And it's based upon four basic assumptions that are part of my life that really, you know, without them, a lot of things just don't make sense.
Seed sown in soil shall grow. This I believe. Now I know all you farmers and gardeners will remind me it takes lots of work. And I'll need some good water and sunshine, and some potion for bugs and for worms. But in spite of your grand plans of action, I can tell you as sure as I know, you would never go out in the springtime if you didn't believe as you go. Seed sown in soil shall. Best of friends can have a fight when you've got people living together. Not every day will turn out right, but outweighing such moments of friction are the years that companionship brings, for the sharing of hopes and real heartaches that makes everyone know what I say. Love blooms when life. Thank you. a shame what we people can do. We're the smartest of all God's creation, yet our actions can say it's not true. Well, as sure as Christ died undefeated and has called us to better our ways, we draw strength from the vision he gave us of living together in grace. Hope sees a world made new. This I believe. God loves the little babe. This I believe.
Now I know they can't read from the Bible, and they don't know yet what's right from wrong. They can't help out a friend or a stranger, and their voices can sing but one song. But as sure as God does love the helpless and looks out for the blind and the lame, I can tell you without hesitation that God loves them and calls them by name. God loves the little babe. This I believe. Seed sown in soil shall grow. Love blooms when life is shared. Hope sees a world made new. I do all my writing these days in little books like this that I buy at bookstores. It looks nice on the outside, but when you first buy it and look inside, there's nothing. I, in some of my earlier days, wrote a couple of songs on pieces of napkin and all other kinds of things and lost a couple pieces and never could quite reconstruct them. So these journals are really valuable to me, and I keep my name and address and offer for reward in the front. No, I better not make that statement. Somebody might run off with it and expect to get a reward back. I, in the book that I wore out before I started this one, I began on a song, in fact, on the first page of that journal called God of Abraham, and I believe it was September 4th, 1975 when I made that entry, and I try to enter every time I make some kind of an addition. God of Abraham was the beginning of it. And I had in mind as I began writing a prayer that would hit kind of the high themes of the biblical story. Well, boy, there I was in trouble to begin with, because how can you write in one song all the high themes of biblical story? And so it's drug on for 5 years. I think, I haven't really counted, but I suspect that there's probably 15 or 20 pages in journals just filled with notes about trying to finish that crazy song. Well, 2 weeks ago, when Mary did the theme setting service on Tuesday night, and I realized what was in her message and in the Holden theme setting liturgy, I knew how to finish it. And so I went up on the side of the mountain up here 3 or 4 mornings after that and finally got it finished, and we used it in a service last week. It's 4 verses ending up. The first verse is telling of the covenant of Abraham. The second verse with the difficulty with that covenant and the need for prophets to come and try to get the people back on track again. The third verse is God's really finally doing it. in coming in Jesus the Christ. And then the fourth verse is our challenge to try to live under the new covenant.
God of Abraham, maker of sea and land, ruler of all we know, we come to you. You're the one who led us through desert sun, wilderness 40 years, then promised land. God of promise, lead us on. We shall faithful be. God of Israel, you know your people well. Seekers of selfish gain, we go astray. So you come in prophets with burning tongue. Your judgment clears away, brings a new day. God of mercy, by your grace, save us for that day. Sent the promised one, who chose the path of pain, all for our gain. Now we know how far your love will go, to keep your word alive, your power reigns. Make your presence known in our own day. Help us all as we receive your call to do your works of grace, peace, love, and joy. This we pray in Jesus' name.
I find times on the mountain to be really valuable times for me. Oh, and they aren't always on the mountaintop. Just getting away is really important for me at times to try to get a sense of understanding about where life's going and what it is that I ought to be doing with myself. One of those valuable times was on that Canadian canoe trip 5 years ago. And after I got back, I remembered laying out on that big rock that we camped on the left ear of the horse's head, that's what it looked like on the map, of Sunday Lake up in Canada. Listening to the loons cry at night and watching the northern lights and fighting off the mosquitoes, but really enough in touch with things to not really let them bother you too much. Enjoying the company of good people. And you may not have been to Quetico province or heard the lullaby of the loons, but I expect that you have had places where you have gone to get a sense of direction for your own life. And I hope you'll think about those kinds of experiences as I sing this next song called Loon Lullaby.
Wind blow, sky. Sit all alone,
Times like that are important, and times are also important when you're with people that care for you. That makes a lot of difference, too. This next song is called Just Say You Care. And you know, lots of things can be going on in life, and things can be good or things can be bad, but if you know that people care for you, you can go and keep going. Even more than that, if you know that God cares, it makes all the difference. And though this may sound like a song really written one person to another, it can also be seen as written one person to God.
I don't need a big mansion, 40 rooms and a pool. I don't need a big wardrobe, latest fashions and jewels. I don't need all those comforts. Just say that you care. I don't need a big trophy sitting up on a shelf. I don't need a big headline telling news of myself. I don't need to be famous. Just say
we know God cares, and we know most of all because we witness what happened in Jesus the Christ. His was not an easy life. One would think that God come to earth would be a welcome event, but for some reason, God's coming in him had a way of making everybody mad. And in the end, nobody really cared, it seemed. And I think that that's probably most what was on Jesus' mind in those last days, in those last hours. That nobody really cared, it didn't seem. And I suspect it made him wonder at times whether it was all worth it, especially in Gethsemane, on the last night that he shared a meal with his disciples. He, scriptures say they sang a hymn and then they went out. Called Gethsemane, Jesus told the disciples, "Sit here, watch, while I pray." And going on a little farther, he fell to the ground and prayed. Sorrow and pain is
things, do all things. Take this cup from me this hour, but your will be done, not mine.
When Jesus returned, he found the disciples asleep and said, "Could you not watch for 1 hour?" And leaving them to watch, again he prayed.
Sorrow and pain is all mine today. Oh God, you can do all things, do all things. Take this cup.
He found them asleep. A third time, Jesus prayed.
Sorrow and pain is all mine today. Oh God.
Declared to them, "Enough, the hour has come. The one who betrays me is here." The last number I'd like to do is titled, "Who Is This Man?"
Who is this man that enters Jerusalem, riding a colt through the crowd? They shout, "Hosanna, blessed be the name, King who comes in the name of the Lord." He is a prophet from Galilee, cleansing the temple, warning the people, God's own kingdom comes. Who is this man that sits at the table, breaking a loaf with his friends? They share a cup of wine, he speaks of harder times, when they shall be torn apart. This is my body, my blood for you. Take this and eat it, often repeat it. I will be with you. Who is this man that weeps in the garden, finds his disciples asleep? He prays so earnestly, let this cup pass from me. No, Lord, let your will be done. Judas is coming, a kiss to bring. Soldiers are waiting, there's no escaping. Yes, the hour has come. Who is this man that stands before Pilate, silently hearing the crowd? They cry out, crucify, give us Barabbas, take him away to the cross. He claims he's king of all Israel. He said he'd build the temple in 3 days. Let him save himself. Who is this man that suffers so needlessly? Innocent, yet he will die. Bearing a heavy cross, falling upon the road. Filled with pain, he climbs the hill. My God, why must you forsake me now? Now it is finished, Father, forgive. They know not what they do. Who is this man that walks on the highway? He knows the scripture so well. Now as he blesses bread, breaks it and offers it, see, he is Jesus our Lord. He is not dead, he has come to life. Who will believe it? But we have seen him. Jesus lives and reigns. Man that enters Jerusalem. Who is this man that sits at the table? Who is this man that weeps in the garden? Who is this man that stands before Pilate? Who is this man that suffers so needlessly? Who is this man that walks on the highway? Jesus Christ.